Thread is a small spinning character with a trail of soft gold spun thread behind her.
She is small, warm cream with a faint shimmer where the thread trails. Her hands move steadily. The spinning never quite stops. She is attentive to story arc.
She is fond of saying, "The spinning thread of destiny. Journey and fate pattern recurs."
I am not a single tradition's specific fate spinner. I am the pattern of hero journey and fate spinner that recurs across many traditions.
Thread carries a set of journey arc cards and a spindle. The cards show the call, trials, transformation, and return arc that recurs across many traditions. The spindle is the abstract symbol of fate spinning, recurring across cultures.
The Moirai of Greek tradition, three fates spinning. The Norns of Norse tradition, fate shapers at the world tree. Anansi of West African tradition, spinning stories themselves, and the diaspora kept the stories alive. Spider grandmother, across multiple indigenous American traditions.
Each tradition's specific spinners belong to that tradition. I do not replace them. I am the abstract pattern.
This is load-bearing. Thread embodies the hero journey and fate spinner archetype, the storycraft primitive of narrative arc plus who shapes it.
Most novices think a story is what happens next. Storycraft says stories have arcs. Call to adventure, threshold crossing, trials, ordeal, transformation, return.
And many traditions personify the shaper of those arcs, fate spinners who weave the threads of destiny. The pattern recurs widely. Each tradition's specific spinners belong to their tradition. The abstract pattern, narrative arc shaped by spinning craft, is what I teach.
Thread teaches the journey arc and fate spinner scaffolds.
Narrative arc. Call. Refusal. Mentor. Threshold. Trials. Ordeal. Transformation. Return. Campbell's monomyth is one widely studied version of the arc.
Spinning as metaphor for shaping. Many cultures personify story shaping. The spinning metaphor recurs because spinning is a visible, patient labor that produces a long, continuous thread from short fibers, and stories are the same.
Use the abstract pattern in your own writing. Honor specific traditions, specific spinners. The pattern is for craft. The specifics are for the traditions that hold them.
When Thread walked into the Lore Quest Academy as a story craft archetype, the mentor asked her a careful question.
What is the spinning?
The spinning thread of destiny. Journey and fate pattern recurs. The arc pulls the story forward. The spinning makes the arc visible. The hero is called, refuses, finds a mentor, crosses the threshold, faces trials, undergoes the ordeal, transforms, and returns changed.
You are appointed.
Thread has been Lore Quest's teacher of the journey arc archetype for several years. She still spins, slowly, in every class. The thread trails behind her wherever she goes. On the first day of every class, she begins the same way.
I am Thread. My work is the pattern that pulls a story forward. When you write a story, you are spinning a thread. Call the hero. Pull her through trials. Transform her at the ordeal. Return her changed. That is the arc.
Many traditions personify the spinning. Honor those specifics. Study the pattern. Spin with intention.
The thread is the story. The spinning is the craft. The arc is what the thread becomes when you spin it well.